We like to think of school principals as instructional leaders laser-focused on student achievement. In reality, they've got lots of other things to deal with, everything from bus schedules and discipline to school maintenance and paperwork. The District of Columbia's public school system is leading the nation in its attempt to change that. It's trying to free its principals to focus on teaching and learning. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
Running a school is sort of like running a small city, and the mayor needs lots of help. Enter Pankaj Rayamazi.
You guys have a pass?
Come on, guys.
Pull up your pants, please, sir. Come on, sir. Thank you.
Rayamazi's title is Director of School Strategy and Logistics at the Columbia Heights Education Campus, a public middle and high school in the capital's northwest. In reality, this burly Nepal-born administrator has his hand in just about everything at the school outside of instruction.
Next time, uniform. Thanks, man.
Lots of research shows the vital link between school leadership and student success, but lots of principals say their daily to-do lists eat up valuable time they could better use to focus on instruction, motivation, and innovation. Rayamazi's portfolio includes maintenance, security, and procurement for a school with 1,400 students. Almost every student here gets free and reduced breakfast and lunch. He oversees that, too.
I'll be honest with you, this is organized chaos. Boykin! Barrett! Chill out for a little bit. We'll talk about it.
He takes a basketball away from a student who rolls his eyes. If an instructor needs something, they come to Rayamazi.
Be it a teacher saying, oh, my AC is not working and my sink's clogged, to a student survey that needs to be done in the next 2 weeks.
Part logistician, disciplinarian, and coach, Rayamazi roams the hallways and lunchrooms, multitasking and talking to everyone, including the 47 employees he manages. Down the hall, he hears a group of students with a likely case of spring senioritis, and he gets on his walkie-talkie.
Mr. Pocket, what was
that? Right outside Whittaker's room, there were some students here. They're probably cutting class. Can you make sure these hallways are clear, please?
Copy.
School registration, transportation issues, and customer service with parents, that's all him. The list goes on.
Field trips, that's all me. Like, you know, I have to get the buses.
You are kind of a chief operating officer.
Yeah, that's one way of putting it, yes.
Creating a system to put operations and logistics directors in place started as a pilot project in a handful of D.C. schools in 2014. The program's now grown to more than 70 of the district's 115 schools. Rayamazi says he fields more than 500 emails, texts, and calls daily from instructors, parents, and coworkers. Maria Tukeva is Columbia Heights' principal and D.C.'s longest-serving school leader. She says borrowing from the corporate and charter school worlds to create an operations manager was a godsend.
I mean, I was worrying about whether there was soap in the bathroom, whether there was toilet paper in the bathroom, which is also urgent. However, I also have to worry about, is everyone learning how to read at a high level? Is everyone learning math at a high level?
It's not just liberation from TP, milk, and buses. Principal Tukeva says she and her deputy principals no longer have to deal with mountains of paperwork for hiring, procurement, or registration. And she says most of all, they can better focus on academic and long-term planning and the vital work of observing teachers in the classroom and offering coaching and feedback.
And then working with teacher teams to see how these results should be used to adjust instruction.
The district plans to add more directors of operations and logistics, more Pankaj Rayamazis, to more of the city's schools over the next few years. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Washington.
Okay, all security, let's get ready for first lunch, please. All security, let's get ready for first lunch.